Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. 20 years ago, when I was a young and still confident pastor, my brother-in-law asked me why God doesn't provide some clear signs that he can hear our prayers. We were standing under this streetlight at the time, and in all seriousness, he thought that it should be a simple thing for God to do something like make the street light blink on and off for us, or do something like that. It didn't have to be anything big, he said, just something simple to show that God is really around and that he is listening. It would be a simple gesture, and yet it never happens. There is no sign, there are no voices from heaven, and he had a real hard time understanding why. Well, back then, I thought that it was a rather ridiculous notion. But now, after sitting at the bedside of too many dying people and seeing too much unexplained suffering, I think back to that conversation. And I'm not so flippant about the apparent absence of God and his failure to show up when you need him the most. In a world that is increasingly hostile to Christianity and the Christian faith and is aggressively secular, it would be nice if God could show us some kind of a sign that our faith is not misplaced. I think it would help my kids who face a lot of temptations, and I know that it would make a pastor's job a lot easier. It's a sure winner for filling the pews. And why shouldn't God help us along like that? Any Sunday school kid knows that God has done some pretty awesome stuff for his people in the past. Like when God plagued the Egyptians and sent manna from heaven and brought down the walls of Jericho and made the sun stand still and saved Daniel from the lion's den. Stuff like that. With their own eyes, people saw Yahweh intervening into the natural course of things in order to save them from their enemies. Jesus, when he was here on earth, also showed people that their faith in him was not in vain. Right before this text, in chapters 8 and 9 of Matthew, Matthew describes all these miracles of Jesus. Among other things, he cleansed a leper and healed the centurion's servant. He calmed the wind and the waves, threw demons out of people, raised a girl from the dead, and healed two blind men. And Matthew notes that he drew the crowds. And God knows we could use some crowds. Seems obvious to me that we need these miraculous signs more than ever, because people just don't believe that there's even a God anymore. It's been a long time since anything like that has happened. Even Sunday school kids know that our world is not like the stories that they read. Well, in this light, Jesus' words today don't exactly begin on a hopeful note. He does not direct our eyes to the glories of his kingdom. In fact, he does quite the opposite. A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for the disciple to be like his teacher and the servant like his master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more will they malign those of his household? I'm talking about signs. Jesus talks about suffering. I want people to respect and honor me for my faith. Jesus predicts their scorn. I want to see God's power. Jesus hides it from me. I want God to distinguish me for my faithfulness. Jesus says a disciple is not above his teacher. I want to see the glory. Show me the glory. But Jesus tells us to expect persecution, hatred, and maybe even death. How much more will they malign those of his household? Now, Jesus gives us the no-frills version of the unvarnished truth, and he sees no need to explain anything. But Jesus also does not leave us here. In the present time, he hides this reality from our eyes, which we all long to see, but he does not leave us without a place to look. And so he begins to encourage the disciples of the teacher, the slaves of the master. Don't be afraid of your enemies, for nothing is covered that will not be revealed or hidden that will not be made known. Now you cannot see, but then you will. Now you look through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Not everything is what it appears to be. In the end, God will reveal the meaning of all that we are now experiencing, and we will see the kingdom he has prepared for us in all its power and glory. And so we wait, and we wait in hope and expectation. As the servant in Isaiah says, I know that I shall not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. But at Jesus' command, waiting is not all we do. While we wait, we bring the truth of God's reign into people's lives right now. Not by performing miraculous signs or hearing voices from heaven or living these gloriously successful lives, but by doing what Jesus has given us to do. What I tell you in the dark, he says, say in the light, and what you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. We have this word from Jesus. We may be in the dark about everything else, but God has given us this. And we cannot keep it to ourselves. The church proclaims the word. That's what Jesus would have us do, faithfully and patiently, and as each of us is able. And by it, people come to see the truth where they could see nothing at all before. Through the gospel of Jesus, the kingdom comes to people who have been given ears to hear and eyes to see. The Apostle Peter must have gotten what Jesus was saying here, because later on he called the word a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the day star rises in your hearts. You see, it's more than a blinking street light. It reveals the truth that God would have us see. Until the day dawns, the final day when all will be revealed. Until that day, God has given us this light. And in it, we see the power and wisdom of God to save his people from their sins. In it, we see the mightiest of all the acts of salvation that God has done for us. It is the great sign of God's love for his people, to which all those other acts that God did finally point. We see death conquered for us. We see the kingdom that God has prepared for us. In this word of Christ, we see how precious we are to God, in spite of all appearances to the contrary. No matter how much the world despises and hates us, in Jesus, God shows us how highly valued we are. And so Jesus can say, "Fear not. For you are of more value than many sparrows." Many sparrows indeed. God spared not his own son, but gave him up for us all. That is the word to which we cling. So the church waits and proclaims and never loses hope. We look forward to the dawning of the final day and the dispelling of all the darkness. We look forward to the salvation of our bodies and our souls. Amen. Now may the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, which passes all our understanding, keep your hearts and minds together in Christ Jesus. Amen.